This is John Batzer. The show tonight begins in the Middle East, asking the negotiations about Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program and the Trump administration. What is the aim here? Talk, talk, jaw, jaw. Yes, but where are they going? The mullahs prefer dialogue whenever they're cornered. Let's talk. When they're not cornered, they launched depredations against their neighborhood and unleashed forces of rage against Israel. When they're structured and ready to fight, there's no talking. When they're dissolved into fear, talk, talk. So, more talk, talk. The Trump administration hasn't made clear what it wants for an end product. Israel is clear, no nuclear weapons program. IAEA is clear, no nuclear weapons program. What does the Trump administration want? More of this tonight. And then a conversation about Ukraine with Colonel Jeff McCausland. Again, it's unclear. Putin says Crimea is ours, the war will stop. Trump says Crimea is Russia's, the war will stop. Zelensky says, I can't give up Crimea. There you have it, a negotiation at hand. Which way it's going, I have no idea. It's not transparent. But Mr. Witkoff, representing Mr. Trump, is in Moscow in these hours. Conversation with Judy Dempsey about Germany reviving itself, industrializing, no, services and high-end, yes, especially in the state of Saxony, which I discover is a special favorite of Judy's. Not Lower Saxony, that's where Volkswagen is. Saxony, I think it's regarded as East Germany. It's quite beautiful in 1890 portraits. And the Soviets had it and wrecked the architecture when they could. My goodness, the Soviets, what a mess. Even as neighbors, what a mess. But as living in your house, oh, they're gone. But their memory is still in the architecture that wrecked parts of Germany. On to the tariff debate with Alan Tonelson and Gordon Chang. China's got an imbalanced economy. Real estate, consumerism, and manufacturing. It's way out of proportion. All manufacturing, all the time. A collapsed real estate. It was a bubble. It was a Ponzi scheme. And no consumerism to note. Is that accidental? No. The case is that it's on purpose. Xi Jinping wants it that way. His imagination only continues as far as export. Well, the game is over. It's not happening. What's left is retreating. And then a conversation about the race to Mars, a conversation about the Korean elections, a conversation about sixth-generation boast by China that it's got a new fighter. China boast, boast, boast. My goodness. Gordon Chang helps me with these topics. China's led by men who demonstrate every day their immaturity. Odd. 5,000-year-old culture comes to teenage boasting. Middle East. I spent some time talking about the Middle East with Gregory Copley. A tangle. And Gregory emphasizes Turkey, the major military force up against Israel in the fragmented parts of Syria. Not good. Moving in a wrong direction. Because Ankara, Erdogan, sees his ability to unite his country around the usual rhetoric of rising up against the Jews. Erdogan is a snake, and a surviving snake, a lucky snake. 22 years in power and meaning to continue by jailing the opposition if necessary. And he did. Erdogan. Assad's gone. Erdogan is in place. Also a conversation about King Charles, well, the Australian and Canadian elections. It appears that the Liberals are going to sweep That's right. Peter Dutton has fumbled his representation of a conservative position in Australia. And the central banker, Mark Carney, has campaigned entirely on the basis of, I'll fight Trump. He's not going to take us over. Quite fantastic. But it appears that the Canadians are going to vote for the idea that America is going to invade. And Carney will stop it. Odd. It happens. King Charles report. Canada has questions about Charles and why he hasn't spoken out against Trump's foolishness about 51st date. It was a witticism that didn't work. But the king has not said anything, and Canada, Gregory Copley tells me Canada's disappointed. Conversation about SpaceX, one more time to the rescue, resupplying ISS, because the other possibilities, Tenacity and Blue Origin, are not coming through. They have contracts to build ships, cargo ships, but they're not coming through. So everything's on Dragon. It's not what NASA wants, probably not even what Dragon wants, but there it is. And then a fun conversation with John Grove of Law and Liberty about April of 1775, in April of 2025, 250 years later. An arbitrary authority, unchallenged by the legislature. That would be George III. And that would be something happening in tariffs in 2025. Where is Congress, is what Mr. Grove asked. Where is Congress? Why is it delegated, passed off, handed, abandoned, thrown its power of the purse and taxes and imposts and levies? All says that in the Constitution. Why have they handed off all of that to the arbitrariness of President Trump? There is no obvious answer. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.